Information at worldgourmetfoods.com, bringing the taste of the world to Bloomington Normal.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. The Champaign School Board has voted to remove a novel from a summer reading list for a sophomore-level course after a parent complained about its content. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Even the parent who filed the complaint says The Kite Runner by Khaled Hosseini is a fine novel about two friends growing up in late 20th century Afghanistan. But Cindy Harmon says a crucial element in the story, the rape of one boy by an older boy, was not something her daughter should have been required to read over the summer in preparation for a sophomore year honors English course at Centennial High School.
I'm not book banning, you know, put it in the library, put it, you know, in the senior class, but to require chosen material from a 14 to 15-year-old, I felt that this was unnecessary.
But Champaign Central High School teacher Diane Salfelder says The Kite Runner is okay for her students because its focus is not on the rape itself, but on how the act affects the book's characters in later years.
It is not entirely explicit in the book, and I found my students able to deal with it very maturely.
But several school board members said they understood Harmon's concern. They voted 5-2 to remove The Kite Runner from the sophomore course's summer reading list. The vote does not bar the book's use in other courses. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Savoy Village leaders say they're all for a plan to build a new school in their town if a countywide sales tax passes. Champaign School Board meeting last night was held in Savoy. They say their plans call for a new school there to replace Cary Busey School on Champaign's south side if they can get the capital funding from a proposed 1% sales tax hike that goes before voters next week. It's been nearly 20 years since the Americans with Disabilities Act was enacted, but advocates say unemployment rates of disabled persons are still dismal. Amanda Vinicky has more.
According to the statewide Independent Living Council of Illinois, only 30% of disabled people who want to work have a job.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jason Lloyd.
One of those is 26-year-old Jason Lloyd of Auburn, who has a form of cerebral palsy that leaves his right side partially paralyzed.
Each person that has a disability did not decide to have a disability. We did not just wake up one morning, say, hey, let's make things more difficult for ourselves.
Lloyd now works for the Illinois Department of Transportation, but he says it was difficult to find work in a society built for the able-bodied. Lloyd says temp agencies refused to test him, stores wouldn't hire him. He even had to lobby teachers to allow him to take driver's education classes. Advocates say Illinois needs to do more to educate employers, including state agencies, about hiring people with disabilities. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The Champaign County State's Attorney says she's waiting for investigators to do their work before deciding on charges against a man after his girlfriend died over the weekend. April Romming died early Saturday morning. Police believe she fell out of a truck. They say Charles LaRoe drove her to her parents' home in Urbana, where he was arrested. The National Science Foundation will give the University of Illinois $2 million to study transportation and other infrastructure needed to support the new Midwestern biofuels industry. The university says its research will focus on the degree to which the existing agricultural infrastructure can accommodate the biofuels industry, what more is needed, and how to build it. Research will also look at the effect the industry has on land and water use and the climate. Illinois is already a leading biofuels research institution. It was chosen last year to be part of the $500 million Energy Biosciences Institute, which is being paid for by the oil company BP. Excerpts from an interview with Barack Obama that aired on an Illinois Public Radio member station are creating a stir over the internet. Ben Calhoun has more.
The clips are taken from an interview that aired in January of 2001. Then State Senator Obama is one of three legal scholars interviewed for a show about civil rights. Over the weekend, someone pulled excerpts from the show and posted them to YouTube. And today, the posting caught fire on political blogs, The Drudge Report, and Fox News. The four-minute splice collection of clips portrays Obama as an advocate for redistribution of wealth through the power of the Supreme Court. That folds in with some allegations by the McCain-Palin campaign. The twist here is that when heard in the context of the whole show, Obama's position is distinctly misrepresented by the YouTube posting. Taken in context, Obama is evaluating the historical successes and failures of the civil rights movement. And ironically, he says the Supreme Court was a failure in cases that it took on a role of redistributing resources. The McCain campaign told ABC News it plans to use the material to bolster its criticism of Obama. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers. Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. One half of all business income is produced by small business. Small business is big business. Commerce Bank is celebrating this engine of the American economy during Small Business Appreciation Month through October. It's 9:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
We had a cold night last night, and I guess for around this area, it was the end of the growing season.
It was the end indeed, because we, up to this point, hadn't gotten anywhere near the freeze mark yet. We officially had a low of only 37 degrees up through the day yesterday. Now, yesterday's low temperature officially was 33, but that was right before midnight standard time. So overnight lows, the temperature not fallen below 30.